523 Token in Shas Mishnayos. The world is not fair to the Haske, Mishemos and Makabim, as Hakrovim Yosa Eva, Mishimon Atzadik. The Kova Dvar of Ba, Koma of the Mishnah, Dvar of Ktsarim, Hakol and Minyanim Rabim. Zeho yo boi etzlo machmas harifuso ubinaso hamu'ula. Avala misha pochus mimeno ha ze kosha avuro. Vifisha chachomim hakadmonim lohoyim mechabrim elu la'atzman ועל כן ראו אחד מתלמידו והוא רבי חייא לחבר ספר ולחז בו בעקבוס רבו לבאר בו עשה תורן ביור בדברי הרב והוא התוספתא. הסכבין בו לבאר המשנה בתוספת נידונים שאפשר לדרוש עושה מן המשנה רק אחרי יגיע. ודור שם כדי ללמדנו איך לדרוש ונסק מסקנות מן המשנה. So the Rebbe's formulations in the Mishnah are extraordinarily compact. Dvarim Ktsarim Hakol LeMinyanim Rabim, which worked well for him. Machmas Charifuso Ubinasa Hamu'ula, but Lemisha Pochos Mimenu was difficult to fully appreciate, and that's why Reb Chiya sought to elaborate upon the Mishnah with the Tosefta. The question is, what does this line mean when the Rambam writes, Lefisha Chachamim Hakadmonim Lohoyu Mechabrim Ela La'atzmam? What do the other translations have? How do you have it?
Lenafshosam.
But the same thing, Chacham HaKadmonim? Lo yimachabim ela lenafshosam?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, the point of teaching is not to talk to oneself, right? The point of teaching is to convey, to transmit. I don't know. We'll discuss something else, which Nedar Mitz Hashem, which may or may not make a little bit of a dent in this question of what the Rambam has in mind when he says that Lohi Mechabim El Atzmam. But let's continue just a few lines more. The Rav gam ken chiber b'risa v'isifa v'sifrei v'harbe z'lasam k'mo sh'omim k'asa rav yukhoni asa v'aisei masnisa b'yadei ela sh'lo higiyu ha-b'risa sa'elu kulam l'mesikos lashon ha-mishnah, the sweetness, presumably that means the eloquence and v'lo l'shichlul in yoneha v'kotze mileha. But Al Kain, Nasets he, Ba'ika, Koma HaMishnah. V'chol Osam HaChiburim, Mishni Yimla, secondary. V'hi HaChashuva Be'ene HaKol, U'bahashva Asa, L'Osam HaChiburim, Ra'u HaVanos V'ya'asheruha, Melochos U'filakshem V'ya'haleluha. So the Rambam here again emphasizes that the Kotzer Mileha, that one of the defining virtues of Mishnah is its terseness. So, the pshat seems to be as follows. So we learned back in Perek Beis of Chazdeus in Halacha Dalet, the Rambam says, "V'chein b'divrei Torah u'b'divrei Chochma yihyu divrei haChochma ma'atim ve'inyaneihem merubim." Don't think that the importance of economizing in speech is only in Milei d'Alma, Tzarkei Haguch, etc. No, it's true for Divrei Torah, for Divrei Chochma as well. There too, a person should economize in speech, such that Yiyu Divrei HaChochma Ma'atim V'inyoneihem Merubim. Right, the content and the substance is great, and the words themselves are sparing, are few. What if it's the opposite? So then, harezo sichlus. That if you hear excessive speech, so then you're hearing the voice of a fool. So that means that for the Rambam, there's a spectrum, right? So at one end of the spectrum is Dvarim Ma'atim and Inyanim Merubim, right? That's one end of the spectrum. Terse, compact, but very, very substantive, deep. And the other end of the spectrum is the opposite. Is Dvarim Merubim V'Ha'inyan Muad. So that means that for the Rambam, every unnecessary word in expressing something adulterates, cheapens the Chochmah. Right? With every unnecessary word, so one moves on the spectrum from the end of, again, from the beginning of the spectrum, again, of Dvarim Ma'atim and Inyanim Merubim, towards the Kol Ksil Berov Dvarim end of the spectrum. So every word, every unnecessary word, it adulterates, it cheapens the Chochma, and it moves the needle towards the other end of the spectrum, towards the Kol Ksil Berov Dvarim end of the spectrum. It's clear that the Rambam sees in the Mishnah the embodiment of this teaching. That the Mishnah is the embodiment of this, of Perek Beis Halacha Dalet here in Deos. So that is clear. Maybe that's what the Rambam means also when he says Nefisha Chachorim HaKadmonim Lohi Mechabim El Atzman. It's not that Rabbeinu HaKadosh, it's not that he set the bar impossibly high. Again, that doesn't make any sense. Because at the end of the day, obviously Rabbeinu HaKadosh didn't compose and compile the Mishnah for himself. It was Shalot Tishtaka Torah Yisrael. So it wasn't for himself. So it can't be that the bar is set impossibly high. But the question is, do you set the bar at a very, very, very challenging height? Or do you lower it to spoon feed? And maybe that's what it means, Shalohi Mechabim El La'atzman, because to do less than that, again, is to adulterate and is to cheapen the Chochmah. Again, the idea is certainly what he's saying elsewhere. Does it also account for this line? Ayin Alef. The other very, very important idea that emerges from the Rambam here, maybe we'll just compare also the way he expresses it in the Hakdama to the Yad. So after describing that again, that Rabbeinu HaKadosh composed and compiled the Mishnah, so the Rambam continues, again, now in the Hakdama to Mishnah Torah, Rav Chiber Sifra V'Sifrei Leva'er Ulehodia Ikarei HaMishnah. Rabbi Chiya Chiber HaTosefta Leva'er Inyonei HaMishnah. V'chein Rabbi Hoshaya Ubar Kapora Chibur Baisas Leva'er Divrei HaMishnah. So Leva'er Ulehodia Ikarei HaMishnah, meaning the basis for the dinim in the Mishnah, right? The drushes that we have in the Sefer and the Sefri are the basis for the dinim that are just presented in the Mishnah without being given the source. Leva'er in Yanei HaMishnah means to explain the content and to elaborate the content, and Leva'er Divrei HaMishnah just to help Taich explain the words of the Mishnah. But everything is focused on the Mishnah. Meaning, once Rabbeinu HaKadosh composed and compiled Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, that became the embodiment of Torah Shebaal Peh, and all subsequent learning focused on the Mishnah. Because that was the comprehensive embodiment of Torah Shebaal Peh. And that's the same thing that the Rambam is depicting here as well, that it's not that a Tosefta or a Baisa or a Sifra and Sifri is sort of an additional contribution. Everything is now just sort of secondary, becomes, you know, commentary, super commentary to Mishnah. V'chol mi shekom acharav, and that this idea that we're talking about, now the Rambam again says very, very clearly and sharply in this sentence, V'chol mi shekom acharav, meaning after Rabbeinu HaKadosh, v'acharei osa hachabura hanichbada, the chabura including Reb Chiya, Reb Oshia, etc., lohoisa matraso el lohovin divrei HaMishnah. That's the idea we just spoke about. V'lochod ludor achador milodun ba ulforsha. Kol chocham lefi yecholas chochmaso ubinasa. B'nechleku b'feirushe miktas halochu sheba b'mahalach hashanim. So in contrast to Rashi, who in a couple of places attributes the chibur of Talmud Bavli to Ravina and Rav Ashi, Rambam thinks it was Rav Ashi who was responsible for Talmud Bavli. Lokach al atzmo Rav Ashi l'chaber chibur, v'ro'o lasos b'divrei kol mi shahoya achar Rabbeinu HaKadosh, kifi sh'osa Rabbeinu HaKadosh b'divrei kol mi shahoya achar Moshe. V'kibetz is kol ma'amorei ha'omin, v'chakiros ha'chokrim u'perish ha'mufoshim, Ubiveros hakabolos v'kipzon v'hikip v'yado anuso as hakol v'meshach hanano Hashem mishalvas hanefesh v'yikor hachochma. So just as Rabbeinu HaKadosh again had gathered all the halachos of Torah Shebaal Peh, which had been understood, transmitted until his day, so all the subsequent discussion of Mishnah was gathered by Rav Ashi. The Rambam doesn't doesn't spell out. I mean, we do have things, right? The Rishonim will quote from the Yerushalmi that are not in the Bavli, right? We come across that regularly, that there's a comment in the Yerushalmi that has no analog in the Bavli. So, I don't know. So maybe in that Dhamma Mishnah Torah, so he mentions the Yerushalmi before the Bavli. Reb Yochanan chibur haTalmud haYerushalmi beEretz Yisrael acha Churban HaBayis b'korv mishlosh mea shana. So I'm not sure why. I'm not sure why he doesn't have it here, because presumably why did the Rambam not mention the Yerushalmi here in the Hagdama Torah of Mishnayos, and again sort of I guess an extension of that question, because besides that being so significant in the history of Torah Sheba'al Peh, isn't it also necessary to substantiate that Rav Ashi's chibur is all-encompassing, because he's also relying in part with what had already been gathered in the Yerushalmi? So I don't know. That's a question. The chibur is a Talmud. Now, what's Shas about? What's Gemara Bavli about? So the Rambam again explains to us. There are four elements which together comprise all of Talmud Bavli. Ha'echad perish our Mishnah. Explaining the Mishnah, V'chol ha'omer al ha'lashona sheba ha'misparshu b'perushim shonim, v'taynos kol mefarish al chaveru levare es ha'tayna ha'nachona, v'zohi ha'matora ha'rashis shal matrosav. So the primary goal of Talmud Bavli is to explain the Mishnah. When there's disagreement, to present the different arguments of the Amoraim, and then to try to establish who's correct, right? We'll call it a brisa, we'll call it a tosafta in support of one amora challenging another amora. So that's the primary goal of Talmud Bavli, again, is to establish definitively pshat in the Mishnah. V'hasheni, goal number two of Talmud Bavli, psaka halacha, kedas echad hacholkem shehuva machlokosa benusach ha-Mishnah. Oba perusha, oba mesha, ola midvarel, benilman mimel, inyan acher. Okay. Halacha lemaisa. Va'asuke shmaitza, liba de hilchasa. Either the need for that is because the Mishnah itself presented a machlokes, or, again, there emerged in a machlokes about what the Mishnah means. So, psak halacha. V'hashlishi, the third element of Talmud Bavli, ha'chidushim shechitshu chachrei kol dor min ha-mishnah, u'biru ha-yesodas v'harayos shalomdu mehem, v'histamchu aleihem ha-tanoim ha-medabim b'mishnah, ad sh'nikba mi-divei ma sh'nikba, v'ha-gzeres v'ha-takadosh sh'nasu me'achar rabbeinu ha-kadosh ad elav. Also, the new dinim, which the Amoroim were mechadesh. They were mechadesh new dinim of two sorts. Number one, again, was what they sort of elicited from within the Mishnah. And number two, zeros and takonos that were made after the time of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, echveis shvuas heses, that a kofa hakol has to take a shvua is a takon of the chafmei ha-gemar. The bezvana Mishnah, they hadn't yet made that takona. So that type of chiddush din is part of, again, what the third element is. V'harivi, drashos matimos le'inyan kol perek ha-mizdami en shiyah bo drash. And the fourth is the agadata. That's the fourth element of Talmud Bavli. So here the Rambam has a very fascinating yesod. He says that the placement of Agadita is always contextual. The Agadita always relates to the halacha of that parak and shas. It's not, there's nothing sort of arbitrary about where you find Agadita. So maybe just to give one example of that. One of the Gemaras where Chazal excoriate the Kas is in towards the beginning of the third parak of the Dorim, where the Gemara says the Kol HaKor is Kol Minei Gehenim Sholtim Bo. And if you look, the placement of that, there's no obvious. Again, leaving without the benefit of this insight of the Rambam, there's no obvious connection to. I don't remember that it's the name of the same Amora or something. And sometimes you string together based on different Maimers, based on that it's the same Amora from whom we don't have that many Maimers in Shas or whatever. No, it's just injected there. The Kol HaKor is coming again in Sholtim Bo. So the context there is, it's in the Sugya of Hataras Nedarim, and it's where the Gemara says that one basis for Hataras Nedarim is Charata. Right? We kulani charatna bahon, right? But when we make Hataras Nedarim Erev Rosh Hashanah, we speak of Charata. Which means that it's a legitimate basis. It's a machlokes rishonim exactly how this next point should be expressed, but it's a legitimate basis for Hataras Nedarim, even if there was no circumstance that the person was unaware of, which is a Pesach. There's no circumstance that he was unaware of when he took the neder, but he just says, I have charata. My mindset now is different than my mindset then. And based on that, I have a charata meikara, not just a charata that I don't want to be bound by the nether, mekano lahava. I have a charata meikara that I ever took the nether. So then that's basis for poskun b'charata. That's basis for hataras nedarim. So mehechateise, because a person changes his mind, so that's... No, so the omek of what charata is that... Let's say a person is agitated, a person's upset, a person is angry. So, not opidin in terms of qualifying as a shelter, but in a colloquial sense, so he's not in his right mind, right? When a person is agitated, he's upset, so he's not thinking clearly. He's not thinking straight, and a person will do and say things that reflect again not his best judgment, but. Call it kol minei gehenim, all kinds of forces and other factors. So that agadita, which talks about again how meguna the midah of kaas is really sheds light on the din of poskan b'charata. That charata, that the halacha is that charata can serve as a basis for hataras nedarim, because the two have in common, again, is how a person's judgment is compromised by, let's say in the case of kaas, by the volatility of anger. So that's an example of, again, how the agadita connects to the parak. Let's say in Hanizokin, right before you have all the agadita of the churban, so the Mishnah talks about Melchames Titus in a halachic context. And agav that, we have the agadita of the churban. For inyan harivi hazeh, this fourth element of Talmud Bavli, kol mahadrash hanimsa b'talmud, the agadita, ein ro'i lachshav shehu b'maila nemucha o shato alto nema'ata. A person shouldn't denigrate this. Ela tachliso atzuma b'meshu kolom en hachidos ha'amukos v'ha'eros ha'niflaos. The wisdom that's contained within Agadata is profound and very deep. Ki oson hadroshos im ma'aynim bohen iyun ma'amik yuvon mehen min hatov ha'muchlat she'en l'mala himenu. If a person delves appropriately, deeply, into Agadata, so what the chokhmah that he attains is of the highest kind. V'yizgalu mehen min ha'inyanim ha'elokiyim v'amitos inyanim. It tells us things about our understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ma'isim ha'kova. Kol shma she'b'machshavtem shel anshei ha'chokhmah u'chol ma she'kol ba'philosophim v'zmanim. What philosophers struggle to understand, sometimes correctly, sometimes incorrectly, so the truth of all these inyanim can be found if a person is zocha to understand Agadata in its full depth. Ukshata'ayin bo kipshuto, but if you just look at what it seems to mean on a simple level, tirvo inyanim harachokim min asecha she'en lemala mehem. Things which are nonsense, things which are just impossible to believe. V'lo osu kein, elu letzorech inyanim nifloim. Now the reason Chazal operated with such a veneer was for the following two reasons. Ha'echad, the first reason why Chazal camouflaged the chokhma of Agadata in a way that superficially seems like just wild tales. Ha'echad kidei lahafros es machshavos halomdim. To stimulate, right? To make fruitful. To stimulate the thought of those who are learning. V'gam la'aver es eine haksila meshelo ya'iru libo sehem la'olam. But also to keep it off limits to those who are not ready, who are not positioned to hear and understand these truths. V'ilu hayu mutzagim lefnehem ha'amitos, hayu misrachkin mehen kifi chesron tiv'ehem. Sha'al chamosam omim ein megalim lehen es hasod. So the Rambam gives two reasons here. Let's try to understand the first one a little bit. Kedei la'echad, kedei la'hafros et machshavos halomdim. What do you have?
La'hafros reyonei halomdim.
Also la'hafros?
Yeah.
Again, to stimulate. So what does it mean? So l'chayim means like this. When something is very clearly laid out, so then to a degree, when we hear, or when we're learning mitoch haksav, so to a degree, we understand it right away because it's presented so lucidly. So, right? So Rosh Hashanah, what's the downside to that? No, Slam says that there is a downside to that. And the downside to that is that a person may not, or maybe even likely, will not think as deeply about it as is really necessary for him to fully grasp what's being said, what's being taught, what's being presented. When things are presented very, again, so clearly, so lucidly, so then we're sort of, we let our guard down. Oh, so I understood. When things are presented cryptically, so then a person needs to think very deeply to try to penetrate and try to understand. And the need to think that deeply and to think that hard ultimately results in a fuller and deeper understanding than if it were than when it's just presented so easily and so smoothly. You have to think about that. I've often thought that was the pshat part of the pshat, not the entire pshat, in why Reb Chaim wrote the way he did. He says, as the Hagdama indicates, again, the Hagdama not written by Reb Chaim, but by his sons, he says tremendously deep, subtle, highly nuanced, new yesodos is in a word. Literally. So he could have elaborated it, but the more he elaborates it, the greater the danger is that one understands it more superficially than is intended. So that's reason number one why Agadita isn't straightforward. What's reason number two? Reason number two is to make sure that it remains inaccessible to those who can't properly relate to the truths of Agadita. So by making it necessary to, as it were, decode Agadita, so that restricts it to those who are positioned to appreciate and understand and react properly to what's revealed in the Agadita. So that's the deal. It wasn't out of competitiveness. So, Nicha, that he, again, with objectivity, that he recognized that he could appreciate the knowledge they had, but they couldn't appreciate the knowledge that he had. But so how did he say initially that it should be a quid pro quo? So just say, teach me Masa Vreshis. I mean, so how can you make a deal and then renege? I don't know. The question is, maybe the again, it's question's not really on the Rambam, right? The question is on the Gemara. It's quoting Gemara Chagiga. It's not really a question on the Rambam. So I don't know. You have to look inside and see if this pshat is cogent. I'm not sure. Might it be that initially, no, initially he thinks that they are worthy, but then maybe he notices in how they share with him what they know about Maaseh Bereishis. So you see, no, I think the Rambam writes in Hilchos Sadei HaTorah that Maaseh Merkava is something which is more challenging, more intricate than Maaseh Bereishis. Maaseh Merkava deals with Hashem Echad, deals with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bria, deals with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So maybe. Maybe the pshat is that no. Initially, he thought that he would be able to respond, that he would be able to reciprocate. Then, mitoch the learning of Maaseh Bereishis, he said, no. That's they've maxed out in Maaseh Bereishis, and that's why he can't then proceed to. You know, to honor what the original deal was.
Was Rabbeinu HaKadosh Koshish for this first chash that we laid out, that people were going to take it very simply in writing the Mishnayos? Because he writes it in a very mutzer way, but it's not presented like a Gadata.
Right, no, so this is only true of a Gadata, which is, you know, camouflaging things from Maaseh Bereishis and Maaseh Merkava. For Rabbeinu HaKadosh, again, this reason. Again, lahafros amachshav. This is by the Agadah. This wasn't part of Rabbeinu Kodesh's reason.
Isn't it also true though that in Mishnayos it could be taken very simply and people wouldn't work hard to understand what it's actually saying?
It is, and again, and that was sort of the tush that we were making to Reb Chaim. But whether or not that was part of Rabbeinu Kodesh's intent, I don't know. It sounds like that the Rambam is introducing this. Perspective only now in terms of the Agadata. So I'm not sure. I mean, it can be true. It certainly can be true even in halacha. But when the halachic concept is deep and nuanced and profound enough, and again, that's what we were telling to Reb Chaim. But is that what the Rambam? So the idea is certainly true. Was the Rambam attributing that? That motivation to Rabbeinu HaKadosh, I'm not sure if you see any indication of that. The Lomad Raya Alzeh, and he brings proof to this discretion that a person has to have in sharing what he knows, be it Maaseh Bereishis or Maaseh Merkava, Midivei Shlomo, Dvash V'cholov Tachas Lashonech. So what's the metaphor of Dvash V'cholov? Upirshu zos aleim ha-shalom v'omr she'inyan dvarim elu ki ho'inyanim ha'arevim sweet shahanefesh mis'aneges bohem. Right, that the soul delights in them ki hisanei chush ha'tam b'dvash v'cholov tzorok shelo yine'emorim v'lo yutsu min aloshen klal v'u omro tachas l'shonech. Let's continue a little bit more, and then just we're going to try to explain one more thing here. Binyan Hashem. Can yadam halalu ena min hanilmodim v'lo nedrashim biyeshivas hachokma ela romzim aleim besvarim remozim nistarim ukshemeser Hashem esachatzitza me'alev misher rotzui lefanav la'achar hishtadusa b'chokmos hu meivin mehem lefi yecholaz binaso ve'em lo odom min halimud hu bakashis hachokma b'charitas el lahashlich yehovo al Hashem So here's a theme that the Rambam returns to again later, that Talmud Torah requires a special siyata d'shmaya. And again, the proof to that is that David HaMelech. So David HaMelech was a pretty capable guy. Got a good hand. And in Kol Zeh, so David HaMelech didn't think that it was enough. His his tremendous diligence, chavitzus, his tremendous diligence in Talmud Torah, but he davened, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gal einai, right? Open my eyes, va'abita niflas mitorah sacha. And that serves as a ma'aser rav. David Amal serves as a ma'aser rav for anyone who wants to understand the depth of Torah, that ein lo adam min halimud bakoshes hachachma b'charitzes, with all the diligence and all the yegiyah and all the amola, so there's all of which is necessary, but there's another element which is necessary as well, which is l'hashlach yehovah l'Hashem l'hispal l'elav. And again, the hispal elav for the depth, right? Sheyivon nehu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give him the bina, that he should know how to approach, and that everything that's sosum should become revealed to him. The Rambam has this he repeats this again in the Yud Gimel Ikarim. When he talks about Torah Min HaShamayim, he says, and every word, in he says, every word in Torah Shavach Sav is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even those which seem to be dealing with what seem to be dealing with inconsequential matters, Hashem Ishto Mehet Avel is every much Mipi Agvura as Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. But we don't see what the significance of that is. So the Ram says, no, everything in the Torah is chokhmah neflah, and a person has to daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like David HaMelech did, and he quotes the pasuk there as well, of gal einav abidin falas mitorah sacha. So in the Yud Gimel Ikarim, the Rambam repeats this. So the shaila is, so where do we do that? Do we do that? It seems inconceivable that we wouldn't. On the other hand, where do we have the tefillah of gal einai v'abita nefalas mitorah sacha? Or do we have? So the Gemara in Chagiga here, and the Rambam's discussion, the Gemara in Chagiga provides the answer. The Gemara in Chagiga, as the Rambam explains, compares something which was nistar, which is then revealed to a person, that the spiritual delight, the oneg nafshi that a person experiences, is metaphorically compared to dvash v'cholav. It's compared to something, right? Dvash is the sweetest, is the sweetest food, the sweetest thing there is. So the pshat, the pshat is like this. V'harev v'Hashem elokeinu z'divis v'asru b'finu. So Rashi in Bracha says v'harev means that we should learn mitoch ahava. That's what v'harev means. That we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should not only learn, but we should learn Torah mitoch ahava. Yitachin that according to the Rambam, the Rambam's all in favor of that, but Yitachin according to the Rambam, that what v'harev means is exactly this. That's where the gal einav abita nefalas mitoch sacha is. That's where that bakosha is, because the v'harev will come from that breakthrough, from the gal einai v'abita nefalas mitoch sacha. So then the person experiences the dvash of Torah. He experiences the v'harev, and this is where we have the Rambam's, where we fulfill what the Rambam says is the ma'aser rav from David HaMelech to ask for gal einai v'abita nefalas mitoch sacha. Okay, well, we'll stop here.
Might have this round on it, so
it took me about 20 minutes
before they get this machine.